Alright, so for my case study, I'm doing Ernesto Miranda and how we got our Miranda rights. So to start, Ernesto Miranda was a Hispanic immigrant and he got charged with the kidnapping and rape of an 18-year-old girl. Her name was Lois Jameson. And he was charged in Phoenix, Arizona in 1963. And the way that he was charged was, or the, sorry, the way that he was, became a suspect, was the victim's brother had identified his car and license plate because she'd given him a description of it. And, you know, before that, he'd forced her into the car with a knife, and he took her to the Arizona desert, and there he robbed her, and he sexually assaulted her, and then he dropped her off near her house, you know, and then she gave the description to her brother, and that's how, you know, he was found as a suspect. And after they'd recognized his car, you know, her brother had called the police, and he was sent to a lineup with a bunch of other people who could have been suspects, and he was actually not identified by Lois Jameson, but the police had told him that he was, you know, that she did, and so then he confessed to it. And after this, it went to court, where he was found guilty, and he was sentenced to 20 to 30 years in prison. And he tried to appeal to the Supreme Court, but the first time he went for an appeal, he was they denied it. And I think he appealed again, and you know, he went to the Supreme Court and he gave his case that because the police had not, like, he was uneducated, and because the police had not told him his rights and he didn't know his rights, that he shouldn't have been, like, forced to give a confession. You know, and they said that it was, that the police had been aggressive to him. and then the ruling got overturned, you know, so he was innocent after that. Like, they overruled his guilty verdict, and you know, that's how we got our Miranda rights. And you know, police still have to use that today if they read them to you before they can interrogate you. And then a little bit later, he was retried and he was found guilty, and he served 11 years, where he was then paroled. And then I think a few years later, and I thought this was, like, really ironic, but a few years later, he was stabbed in a bar fight, and the man that had stabbed him, when talked to by police, used his Miranda rights to remain silent, and he was let go, and so he wasn't charged with a crime. And, yeah, that's my podcast, so...